Migrant boats start up again, 158 illegals landed in Britain on Sunday. By Kurt Zindelka on September 6, 2021. Boats full of illegal migrants have once again started landing on British shores on Sunday after 2 weeks of inclement weather conditions preventing crossings of the English Channel. Another 158 illegal migrants were taken ashore in England on Sunday, adding to the already record numbers for the year. To date, approximately 12,500 aliens have made the illegal journey from France in small rubber dinghies since the start of the year. According to the BBC, far outpacing the record tally of 8,140 for the entirety of 2020. In total, some 500 boats have been recorded crossing the channel this year. At least five small children, including one baby, were seen being brought ashore by the British Border Force on Sunday among the group of migrants. Despite the dangers of making the journey, which claimed the lives of three children last year. The latest crossings are thought to be the first since August 21, which saw a record-breaking 828 migrants land on British soil in 30 separate boats. Despite tough talk from Home Secretary Priti Patel, the British government has failed to deport a single boat migrant this year or indeed enact any meaningful policy to prevent further migrants from arriving illegally. Last week, it was also revealed that at least 10,882 foreign criminals have been released onto the streets of Britain after leaving prison rather than being deported. Under successive Conservative governments, the number of foreign criminals being free to remain in the UK has jumped by a staggering 176% since 2012, when the figure stood at around 4,000. At present, there are an estimated 62,817 migrants receiving taxpayer-funded asylum support, coming at a cost of £1.4 billion to the British taxpayer last year. Aside from the financial cost to the taxpayer, the government's lax migrant policies have also, at times, seen outbursts of violence. Last year, a migrant from Sudan went on a stabbing spree in the Glasgow hotel in which he was being housed. During the bloody attack, Badreddin Abdullah Adam stabbed six people, including a police officer, David White, who was critically injured. The migrant had reportedly complained about his free accommodation, and it was claimed that migrants at the hotel were unhappy that their free hot meals were often comprised of spaghetti or macaroni and cheese and were not culturally appropriate for them. Reports have also indicated that Channel migrants have begun attempting to smuggle firearms to the country, possibly at the behest of criminals who control the illegal people smuggling rackets, raising the specter of further violence as a result of the government's failures to stem the tide of illegal immigration. The record numbers of illegal immigrants arriving come as the country is bracing to take in a promised 20,000 asylum seekers from Afghanistan following President Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from the now Taliban-run country. Likely compounding the potential problems of illegal immigration, the government has announced that Afghan asylum seekers will not have to present passports to apply for refugee status. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has predicted that every migrant who arrives illegally in Britain will claim to have come from Afghanistan in order to better their chances of remaining in the country. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.